Moving on, a Human Rights Watch has in a statement called on the Bahraini regime to repeal laws that allow revoking the nationalities of dissidents. The statement comes in the wake of a series of rulings against dozens of Shia activists to strip them of their nationalities for criticizing Manama. Human Rights Watch says Manama should immediately restore the citizenship rights of the Shia activists who it says are facing deportation. It says the Shia activists who have been stripped of their nationalities have no residence permits and are being summoned on charges of violating asylum and immigration laws. The rights group has further criticized the Bahraini government for, quote, finding ever new and more pernicious ways to penalize its critics and to suppress calls for change. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Dr. Colin Cavell, who is an author and lecturer, who is joining us live now via Skype from Bluefield. Dr. Cavell, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, what kind of a policy is it when a country essentially starts revoking citizenships of anybody who questions its policies?
Well, Walker, first of all, it is a violation of international law to take the citizenship away from citizens, especially on an island nation. What that means is that they cannot leave the island nation. What it gives is a pretense to the regime to imprison its opposition on the claim that they have no citizenship papers. So it's like coming to you in Iran and saying that you're no longer a citizen, so we can put you in jail. But it's worse in an island nation like Bahrain, because no one can leave Bahrain without some sort of citizenship papers, because no other state in the world is going to accept you. You know, without a state affiliation, people will not accept you into other countries. So what the regime, the corrupt Khalifa regime, is doing, not only is a violation of international law, it's a violation of human rights and the Charter of the United Nations by jailing people, claiming that they are no longer citizens. So it's a ruse by the regime to try to put some legality behind their corrupt practices.
And I'm trying to understand the international response or lack of to all of this, Dr. Cavell, because, you know, I recently saw an ad on CNN, I believe it was, for Bahrain as the best place to trade in the region and best place to do business in the region because it has the best environment. Now, I'm wondering what kind of an environment is it where citizenships are being revoked but is apparently open for business?
Well, this is actually a point that was raised by Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts. He points out that Bahrain is playing a propaganda war in the United States to hide the bloody hands that it has in Bahrain. And he was denied entry into Bahrain because of his frequent criticism of this bloody regime. So what the Bahraini regime has realized is that if you pay enough public relations agencies in the United States and in the UK, then people will believe the hype. It's like buying hamburgers.
Okay, and on that note, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight, Dr. Cavell. That was Dr. Colin Cavell speaking to us live from Bluefield.